The Gemara on Daf Chav Ches quotes the Pasuk from Yirmiyah. Elizabeth Azayah, Amma B'Shalom Thomas, B'Misfifos Avosecha HaMelachim HaMishonim Asher Hayu L'Fanecha Kein Yisvichu Lach. So, in terms of interpreting this pasuk, the context of the pasuk is that Yirmiyah comes to console Tzidkiyahu, who is in jail, and he tells him that b'misrafos of asecha, that you will even in death you will be, they'll burn fires to you like they did to your forefathers. So the Rav told this story that Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit was the Rav in Varsha, and he was deposed by Chassidim who went to the government and complained about him, and his position was taken away. And the base when he died subsequently after that, broken, and the Beis Halevi came to give the hesped. And Yaakov Gesundheit wrote the classic work on Maseches Kitten. Rav Yaakov said in his hesped, he said that, quoting this pasuk, he said, Tzidkiyahu, when he is in jail, his sons were killed by Nebuchadnezzar in front of him. He then was blinded. His malchus was taken away from him. And Yirmiyahu comes to console him and tells him, b'misrafos of asecha, in other words, because the halach is sofin al hamalachim, when a king dies, they burn all his personal effects. They'll do to you like they did to your forefathers, the Malchei Yehuda. What does it mean? Everything is taken away. He dies broken. His malchus is taken. His children are killed. He's ultimately killed. What is Yirmiyahu telling him? Said the Beis Halevi, he's telling him that Tzidkiyahu, when you go to Olam HaEmes, you don't go as a hedyot. You go as a king, as melech. And the Rav said in his hesped for his brother, Dr. Shmuel Soloveitchik, he said, my brother, when he goes to the Olam HaEmes, he doesn't only go as a scientist, a geit nit nor als wissenschaftlicher, as a chemist, a geit als lamden, as tell from Beis Havav. He goes as a Talmid Chochem, as part of the destiny of the family and the legacy of the Beis Havav.